Well, hello. Hi, everybody. It's Inside Hour time. Hi, Sherry.
Hi, how are you?
Excellent. Tonight, we've got a great show for you lined up. It's every Tuesday night, midnight on the East Coast, and 9 o'clock here Pacific time. We bring you the Inside Hour. We talk about the world's most hideous news, but also the greatest news that really is about healing. It's about healing everything from us to our planet. Tonight we're going to have a special guest join us in about 10 minutes. His name is W. John Martin, MD, PhD. He's an old friend who has been blessing a lot of the world of truth-telling in the area of vaccine contamination and vaccine injuries. And tonight he's going to be sharing some new methods and materials that have been developing to treat autistic children, which was a subject we talked about quite a bit about the last few weeks, actually.
Yeah, we've been working really closely with somebody whose child has been vaccinated, and as a result, they have autism now. And he's been in touch with celebrities like Jenny McCarthy, who had the same result after a vaccination. And now she seemed to have cured her child. So we're researching how that was done.
Right.
With natural alternative medicine.
Oh, it's all the alternatives. It's a matter of course, getting the mercury out of the body, detoxification. The Healing Celebrations approach that we've been recommending for years, and every good naturopathic physician worldwide already subscribes to, is detox, number one. Deacidify, or boosting, normalizing natural immunity, is step three. And then oxygenation and bioenergetics are the five steps. So we'll listen to John Martin tonight and find out what John has up. He's got a new therapy for autistic children. That's pretty exciting.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that is really exciting, because there's so many children out there that have gotten autism from being vaccinated, and they don't even know that's how their child got it. They think, well, it just came from genes or who knows? But
God.
They don't know.
God.
From God. That's
God
how
did.
they were blessed with an autistic child. No.
Yeah.
It was these horrible pharmaceutical cartel and organizations like the Partnership for New York City that have actually given your child autism. So wake up, people. Don't get your child vaccinated. Don't take any vaccinations yourself. They're poisoning us.
Indeed. So first of all, I want to thank our sponsors tonight on the Inside Hour. Every week we are brought to you via bbsradio.com. And currently on the internet also at love528tv.net. And there's a live stream actually also going out right now. I pray that it stays up. It looks like it is working, I think. Yep, it's on fluscam.com, which is the premier site for getting the whole truth, nothing but the truth. So help us, blessed Creator, to bring you the truth in so far as the H1N1 swine flu pandemic and the fraud and the manipulations, coercions, and ultimately intoxication and depopulation from this hideous genocidal vaccination campaign. So get the news, get the truth. Go to the latest news page of fluscam.com for the latest news. And there is a 24-hour, 7 days a week television broadcasting station that gives you full head-on information, all the alternative information, not that mainstream media is giving you, but that we the people are receiving from around the world on fluscam.com. I want to thank also healthyworldstore.com. Healthyworldstore.com is like a one-stop shopping for you to deal with the five steps I've just talked about. If you want the best in detoxification, alkalinization, immune stabilization, oxygenation, and bioelectric, bioenergetic therapies, methods, materials, go to healthyworldstore.com and start to read through the products there. All of those products carry my endorsements. I'm very strict about the products that I take on. They have to be like really wow. Otherwise, I'm just not interested. And it has to have a lot of science supporting it. Otherwise, I wouldn't allow the store to use my name to support this and basically endorse it. So go to healthyworldstore.com for some awesome methods, materials, and products. You know some.
Yeah, the best product that I know, well, they're all really good. I love Oxy Silver. If you haven't tried it, it's the world's most powerful silver hydrosol. It's better than any silver, colloidal silver out there. It's nanoparticles, so it gets into your bloodstream much quicker, and it solves all the problems of the common cold all the way up to the flu or any kind of infectious diseases. It knocks out the need for antibiotics and all the deadly vaccinations that they're poisoning us with. So go to oxysilver.net and check that out. There's also Zeolife. Go to zeolife.net. And at the Healthy World store, like Dr. Horowitz recommended, there's a ton of other products. There's GI Flora Pro, which will clean out your intestines and your colon, make you super healthy. The Zeolife I just mentioned, that's a blood cleanse, also a vaccine cleanse. If you've gotten vaccinated, I recommend you get Zeolife right away. The OxySilver will prevent all of this. So check out healthyworldstore.com and check out oxysilver.net and zeolife.net.
Excellent. Thank you, Sherry. Okay, well, let's see. The latest news, let's say for 5 minutes, let's just cover what's happening, and then let's bring John Martin on for a treat tonight. We'll catch up on the latest on virology and autistic spectrum and how to treat it holistically. You know, I'm currently working on, and I think, Sherry, you're working on a very, very powerful, very special report right now, a feature story. I'll let you share about that in a minute. What I'm finishing up with right now, and by the grace of the Creator, it will be up on YouTube by tomorrow night. You'll have an amazing revelation insofar as integrating the good news and the bad news. The world needs solutions. It's not just okay to talk about all the problems and bemoan them week after week. And if you know my heart, you know my work, you know that over the years I've been addressing what has been suppressed in alternative medicine by the drug cartel, and that they wish not to have you know what the most powerful technology is for creating and restoring and healing. And that technology deals with musical mathematics and water, hydrosonic science. So if you tuned in over the last, let's say last spring and early summer, you tuned into Live H2O, the concert for the living water, and you heard me talk about, and you can still go on to the websites that we've put up, such as liveh2o.org. You can go on to the love528tv.net that we're broadcasting over tonight, and where we're not broadcasting live, you'll see some of the reruns of the various YouTube and various video DVD productions we've output on the subject of how we can use the Creator's technology to recreate ourselves literally in the perfection and the image of our Creator and be all that we can be spiritually first, metaphysically, and then physically coming out of the Spirit. And that Spirit is fundamentally music. It is divine music. It is a core creative set of mathematical frequencies of sound. It's called the perfect circle of sound, and we're really blessed to have these revelations and being at the forefront of the world's healing process, because everyone in the world shall come. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. At one point in time, the entire world must come to these revelations that the Creator's blessed us with. 528 hertz frequency, for example, is the loving heart vibration. When you're in love, when you feel that warm, fuzzy feeling in your heart, when you're in love, essentially that's 528 hertz frequency. Love is the universal healer. Music is the universal language, and water is the universal solvent. To basically solve all the problems and all the pollution, we've got to turn to water, resonating water, vibrating water, and 528 frequency loving water. That's what makes OxySilver so extraordinarily powerful. It's not simply a broad spectrum antimicrobial. It's not simply something that can eliminate the need to take antibiotics and deadly vaccinations. It's something that we should learn by as that the power of prayer and this core creative channel of love, which is resonating at 528 hertz frequency. And when we put that into the Holy Spirit-filled temple, our body solver, that's when you are impregnable. There's nothing missing, nothing broken in the kingdom of heaven. That's the musical mathematical matrix in the world of physics that the kingdom of heaven is like in the religious world. This frequency of love is what makes OxySilver so powerful and what makes your prayer so powerful. is heartfelt, loving intention that opens up that clear channel broadcast literally to the Creator's heart, which is the manifestation force of the entire universe, literally precipitating, crystallizing, manifesting us miraculously. So that's what I'm working on in a very unique 10-minute production right now to bring people out of this Babylonian insanity, lunacy, and hypocrisy of the pharmaceutical industry. The vaccination, intoxication, genocide, take people away from that through a simple series of slides and narrative whereby they see, holy smoke, this is what's been buried, and part of what's been buried is the solution to every problem that faces humanity today. So that's what I'm working on. Tomorrow, watch YouTube for a new upload. Sherry, what are you working on?
I'm working on exposing Michael Moore, in case you're not aware of who he is. He's the Hollywood propagandist. He's a complete hypocrite, and I'm exposing everything that he basically tells you that he believes in, because the people that he works for are the same people that he's trying to say, hey, don't believe in capitalism. His new, he sent out a mass email to people, which was a review of Capitalism, A Love Story. The film was produced by the Weinstein Company, which is a division of Disney and ABC. And these people are funded by by Lloyd Blankfein of Goldman Sachs. Now, in the film, in case you haven't seen his film, he completely points out Lloyd Blankfein and Goldman Sachs as the bad person, the person that people should look at as an example of what capitalism is all about. The irony is that Lloyd Blankfein is funding his productions, along with they're funding also Quentin Tarantino's production, Inglourious Basterds. And I already exposed that. If you haven't read it, you can go to fluscam.com and read under latest news releases, Inglourious Propaganda. Anyway, this release that I'm writing about is going to completely expose Michael Moore for who he really is. He's telling us to believe in socialism. He's selling it to us. But in reality, the people that he's working for are the biggest capitalist genocidal pigs in the world. These are the people such as Rupert Murdoch and David Rockefeller and the Partnership for New York City. There it goes again. These people are all on that board. And also sharing as a co-chairman with Rupert Murdoch is Lloyd Blankfein, the funder of Michael Moore's production. So this is something that definitely needs to be exposed. He's selling us socialism because that's the way that they plan on controlling us, through the government. Socialism is healthcare reform, the same pitch that Barack Obama's trying to sell us, which isn't even his healthcare reform. It actually is being advanced by the Coalition for Accelerating Healthcare Reform by Stephen Byrd, who is the person responsible for putting all of the traveling medical providers into all of your pharmacies and supermarkets. These people are inexperienced. They're not doctors. They're unqualified. They don't ask you if you're sick before they inject you, and they get commission for everyone that they inject. They could care less about your health and what they're giving you. They're injecting you with squalene, with mercury, with a dead corpse from the 1918 pandemic, from a Mexican swine, from an Asian bird. I mean, a bunch of garbage, non-oxyl-9, a spermicide. I mean, can you imagine? And they're putting it into your body. They don't care. And these are the same people.
That's if you're foolish enough to take the vaccine.
Well, there's people standing in line.
There are a lot of fools in the world.
Because they say there's a shortage, right? Yeah, that's how they're making you run. There's a shortage. And now they're selling you on socialism because that's a better way for them to control us. If we don't have capitalism, no, let them have the capitalism. That's they keep their power, and they put us all under government control.
Yeah.
Forget it. That's what they did. That's what they did during World War II. That's how Hitler was running people. How Hitler the puppet, like Obama the puppet, like Michael Moore the puppet. All these people are puppets. Stop listening to the puppets. Stop spreading rumors about the puppets. Who cares about the employees? That's what they are. They're the employees. Let's talk about the CEOs of these companies. If you really want to get to the root of it, and we were in Las Vegas and we saw people picketing saying, no, Obama, get him out of office, no to health care reform, but they really weren't targeting the people they need to target. And I asked this woman that was running the event, she was an organizer, I said, Why are you actually pinpointing an employee like Obama? Why don't you hit somebody like David Rockefeller, like Rupert Murdoch, like Thomas Glocer? Hit these people. It's like, if you're not going to jump around it, get right to the point. And that's the only way you're going to have to do it, is right to the core, to the heart of the beast.
Right. That's exactly. Partnership for New York City. You can check out those articles that Sherry Kane has written. We've collaborated on a couple different articles. This one will be a collaboration also that Sherry's working on right now. Go to healthyworldstore.com, and at the bottom of the homepage, if you scroll down to the bottom, you'll see it says newsletter archives for healthyworldstore.com, and that's where you can read up, gee whiz, 3-4 years of great newsletters to bring you up to date on what's really happening.
And also fluscam.com. Check out the affidavit. Even if you don't read the complete affidavit, if you read above it, you'll read the news release that was sent out with the affidavit. It'll give you a summary of what that was about. It'll give you links to the organizations like the Partnership for New York City. And it'll really take you right to the heart of the beast. And that's what we need to target. Remember that. Forget about spreading rumors about Obama. I can't say it enough. We know already. He's another George Bush. Let's talk about who his boss is, who Michael Moore's boss is. And that's the way we're going to get it.
Weinstein Brothers, funded by Goldman Sachs, Lloyd Blankfein. Hey, listen, it's time to bring John Martin on. We've got John waiting on board. Hey, Seth in engineering, can you patch John in for us?
I'm actually here, Leonard. I've been listening, fascinated by the last few minutes of discussion. But thank you very much for the opportunity to join you this evening.
Well, thank you, John. You're coming through loud and clear on my end. It's great to have you on the show.
I'm on Skype, and so it's a nice way of making contact with you directly.
You can remind us, John?
Sherry's asked, can you see us? Can you see us?
No, I can't do it. Anyhow, I don't think you can see me either. I don't have a camera here. But I hope you'll remind your listeners, Leonard, the opportunity I had to have a very early review of your Emerging Viruses book, and had the privilege of writing a foreword to it, and that was so many years ago. But one of the points in the foreword was how even back then it was clear that there was not open disclosure by the people working at the FDA about safety issues of vaccines. So that's actually a very strong statement made in the foreword of your Emerging Viruses book.
Yes, you know, John, I'm going to introduce you a little bit better than I have thus far. Folks, you're listening to W. John Martin. He's a guest on the Inside Hour tonight. W. John Martin, MD, PhD, happens to be one of the, possibly the, world's foremost authorities in vaccine contamination and virology and the contaminants that are both obvious as well as stealth, the types of viruses that hide from the immune system, how these types of viruses and genetic material may hide in vaccinations, get through the normal sterilization processes and purification process of the vaccines. And his testing was so superb that he was hired by the United States federal government and actually was the lead man testing vaccinations for U.S. federal government in the Bureau of Biologics. John, remind me, was that
Between 1975 and 1980, I ran the virus cancer program, a viral oncology program at the Bureau of Biologics, part of the FDA. The primary issue then was, could the possibility exist that vaccines might have cancer-causing viruses within them? And there were some research studies along that topic. During that time, I was found, along with a colleague, Gumit Olak, that the polio vaccines that were being administered contained unexplained DNA. We couldn't identify the source. I remember bringing that issue to the director of Bureau of Biologics at the time and being dismissed somewhat with a statement, don't worry about it, John. Every time you have an apple, you get foreign DNA. So that was somewhat surprising and disappointing. But what, as things do turn out, some almost 20 years later, 10 to 15 years later, we went back and looked at the viruses that could be in polio vaccines, and sure enough, there's evidence now confirmed at the FDA that the DNA in some of the earlier polio vaccines is the DNA of the simian or African green monkey, simian cytomegalovirus. So there was a concern that could have been addressed much earlier than it was, and it's still not being fully addressed. And that is that the monkeys that were used to make polio vaccines were uniformly infected with a type of herpes virus, cytomegalovirus. And when people did go back and look at the polio vaccines released in the 1975 of 8 vaccines, 3 of them had DNA of simian cytomegalovirus. And when people in England did a similar study looking at over 90 batches of vaccines, more than half of them, more than 45, had simian cytomegalovirus DNA contaminating the vaccines. It's not surprising, therefore, that when one looks for what virus can be infecting the population now, there is evidence that some of these viruses are derived from the simian cytomegalovirus. What make these viruses particularly unpleasant, as it were, is that the immune system no longer reacts against these viruses. These viruses are called stealth because they've lost the components that are targeted by the immune system. All this would be doom and gloom, and it does account for a lot of diseases. But fortunately, the body has an alternate cellular energy pathway, an auxiliary defense system. That auxiliary defense system can protect the body against some of these infections, providing it's activated. So one of the papers that I did write once was to activate this alternate cellular energy pathway as an adjunct, if not a replacement, for the need for vaccines. So that's kind of the thumbnail sketch of the work. And as you may know, we've been able to translate some of that research into clinical trials. Children with autism, people with herpes infections, where activating this alternate cellular energy pathway seems to be a very direct approach at producing clinical benefits.
Wonderful. John, can you give us a little bit more background on this alternative backup system for immunity, and then how you might be using it currently with the autistic spectrum disorder patients?
Yeah, absolutely. So first of all, there's no question that we derive more energy than can be explained from simply the food we take in. We go through, there is an alternate cellular energy pathway that is best thought of as like photosynthesis, if you want, in plants. And even that, we from the textbooks, it would argue that the only energy coming into life forms begins from the sun acting on chlorophyll, causing carbon dioxide and water to become sugar. And then plants, animals, and humans use that sugar to re-extract, as it were, the energy that originally came from the sun. If we think about that objectively, we have to question, where would nature get the energy to make chlorophyll in the first place? And why would nature only use that small amount of energy absorbed by chlorophyll to activate life forms? I think it's much more likely that basic minerals, as they exist in organic complexes, can absorb a lot more of the energy than simply what chlorophyll absorbs. A lot more sunlight energy, sound energy, and can convert it into an energy that our cells can use. So we discovered that alternate cellular energy pathway when we were looking at cells. Cells were still living, but their mitochondria, the normal source of energy from metabolizing food, their mitochondria were totally damaged. So given that we have this alternate cellular energy pathway, we can measure it by measuring the extent of fluorescence reaction just taking a simple Q-tip and seeing whether it fluoresces or not when we mix it with a dye. Once we had that system in place, we then realized that we could take some of these dyes and some of these solutions, place it next to the body, but not actually touching the skin, illuminate it with an ultraviolet light, something you can buy in a hardware store, and then we could see a reaction occurring in the body, initially expressed as more fluorescence in the body. We particularly saw with herpes lesions, but in the case of autistic children, we could see this reaction. We've had a lot of clinical trials moving on, trying to define the best way of activating it. But in those people where the system could be activated, it was quite spectacular to see the change in the children as a result of this activation process. We've had, a publication is still being reviewed for acceptance in the medical journal, but I can tell you from the individual, the parents I've spoke to about their individual children, they've changed from a child who could not talk, was having repeated bouts of epilepsy, to a child who now talks well with no further epilepsy. Another girl would come out after a treatment session provided by her mother, which is a nice part of this whole process that can be used by parents of the children, would come out after a session and just stand in front of a mirror looking at herself as if she was seeing things that she hadn't seen before. Really quite interesting. Not only that, she could then express humor, almost taking it on by surprise. So there's no question of that having these viruses on board can suck out some of this energy capacity that the body has. And what our goal is to put back as much of that energy as we can. We talk about, just to simply summarize this, a good idea for autism, for herpes, for chronic fatigue, or any of these other illnesses, where the idea is referring to IDEA. The I is simply the intention that somebody has to use their brain as a way of stimulating this energy pathway through good thoughts, positive thoughts, and keeping away stress level. The D, as you could imagine, refers to detoxification, trying to be in a healthier environment, minimizing the toxins from food, workplace. The E we're using now, realizing that this alternate cellular energy pathway works very well in plants, and some plants particularly use the moringa plant, is a tree, actually a moringa tree, is particularly strong in this alternate cellular energy pathway. So we call these compounds anesthetical as opposed to pharmaceuticals. So that's useful. And then the A, ways of directly activating this alternate cellular energy pathway. So that's the basis of the clinical trials. A lot of the work is still trying to define the nuances of this alternate cellular energy pathway and the relationship of this pathway to the cell's ability to overcome it. Yeah.
John, I think you're breaking up a little bit now. I don't know what that was. It sounds like you got cokey frogs chirping.
Okay, I heard it, but go ahead. That's the best summary I can give you, Leonard, of the ACE pathway and treatments on the ACE pathway. But we'd like to see the clinical studies continue and expand and tackle other illnesses, both infectious illnesses and chronic degenerative type illnesses.
John, I have a question for you. I'm not sure you're familiar with the case of the Redskins cheerleader who contracted dystonia after she had gotten vaccinated.
Yeah, and my comment to you, Sherry, is if there's an underlying illness, then I think one's at risk for that illness being triggered by having a vaccine. And it's a rare event, but certainly it's been seen over and over again, individuals where you cannot easily argue a coincidence and you have to ascribe the immune stimulation or some other component in the vaccine as triggering an underlying illness. The important thing is to know those individuals who are at risk, that kind of adverse effect, and try to prevent vaccination occurring in those individuals.
Right. She did get cured, though. Did you hear that? Through IV with antioxidants and
chelation agents.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard about that?
No, I've not heard about that, but if I were on the scene or if I were working directly with the people, it's a question of to what extent are these different modalities working through this alternate cellular energy pathway? It's a very good question now as to whether some of these zeolites we heard about from Leonard earlier are acting through this alternate cellular energy pathway. So I think there's a promising optimism that good things will occur now, that we have at least a measurable approach on how some of these people could be treated.
Right. We'll just need to, like, knock out these pharmaceutical cartel people who are actually keeping all this suppressed from the public. And so people are walking around crippled and with Guillain-Barré and dystonia and other neurological disorders and then also autism because it's being suppressed. There's like no cure that they offer to the public. So we need to get past these people and actually get the message out that there are alternative ways that they can attempt to cure themselves.
Well, that's exactly what I'm into in self-empowerment. And I'll just give you the example of Moringa. Moringa is a great product. It's been out there for some time. In fact, thousands of years, people have known the benefit of taking Moringa material. So the answer to that is, at least here in Southern California, is for people to grow their own tree. Have one tree in the backyard growing. That's all it takes. And be able to harvest the leaf from the tree and consume the leaves as a source of this alternate cellular energy.
You know, it's interesting. The question as to electrons, I know that you're probably aware of the biophysics, some of the aspects of electron energy dynamics that you're talking about for the restoration of the energy for the people. And it falls into the thesis that I've been advancing with regard to, since we're spiritual beings first, before we're chemical beings, it would make sense to be treating ourselves spiritually, energetically, and dealing with the biophysics of that. You're looking at the electrons and all of the power from the sun, the energy comes from electron flow through water, hydrated atmosphere, hydrating your own body and uplifting energetically every cell, tissue, body, organ system. That's what the fundamental sustaining force and restoring force is. So, John, I suspect strongly that's what you're engaged with now with regard to these energetic therapies that you're finding successful for remediation of autism.
And absolutely. And the idea that matter, if you want, chemistry, came from energy in the first place. There was that separation, unfortunate separation, of biochemistry from biophysics. I think people are now realizing that they are still interconnected and that you can achieve a lot using the energy pathways, including inducing chemical reactions. So I'm totally sold on the idea of biophysics, quantum biophysics, as an approach to better understand the real subtleties of the chemical interactions that are, and even the pharmaceutical interactions. So I think, totally agree. It's intellectually more challenging. We don't have the equipment readily available, but totally focusing on what benefits we can achieve by introducing energy into the body, or another way, whether our brain and thought processes is itself a battery that can drive this alternate energy pathway through our body, And that idea has been around for so many thousands of years in terms of attitude, involvement, intellectual interactions, and so forth. So I totally agree, and it requires the clinical trials to try to validate and refine the benefits. But I think that we'll see the pharmaceutical approach giving way to a much easier to achieve biophysical approach.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's true. The challenge is the suppression. I'd like to, I guess, finish this interview with you tonight, and I'd like to share a little bit about the blessings that we've been receiving insofar as this whole different approach using energy and bioenergy to regulate the biochemistry. But John, you probably more than anybody have felt the strong arm of Big Pharma muscling you out of the mainstream. I've, you know, watched you over the years, and it's been very, very sad to watch somebody who is as both intelligent as well as loving as you, who has all these wonderful things that you have to offer people, and yet I just received, you may have seen it over the last week, the Merck Pharmaceutical Company has been found and indicted for literally muscling physicians and the researchers to their agenda and suppressing, and whenever some doctor, even somebody who would be as esteemed as you are with MD, PhD, and scientific reports up the yin-yang, if you didn't go along with what their position is on a research study, you were ostracized, and if you kept it up, you were potentially even assassinated, because that's apparently what some of these doctors have had to deal with. So, John,
the agenda. I mean, the agenda that we witnessed in Las Vegas with the physicians rallying was that they were being taken out of their jobs, and the reasoning being was you have somebody like Stephen Bird, who is running the Coalition for Accelerating Healthcare Reform with Barack Obama, putting these unqualified traveling medical providers in the local pharmacies and also in the supermarkets, and replacing them in laboratories to give people the vaccinations and to give people examinations. And so with that being said, these are people they can easily control. They can't control the doctors. The doctors know better. The doctors won't give people vaccinations when they're not feeling well or they have allergies. They won't. They'll look into that, where these people won't. So,
you know, I'm seeing, like, even people, the doctors are being controlled to a great extent. And John, maybe you can just share from your own experience, how do you see this transformation? Because we all want to have peace on earth. We all want to have access to all the healthy botanicals, herbs, the electrostimulators, everything that's we know to be real and restorative in alternative healthcare. This kind of health freedom is not going to come just like any other effort to reestablish freedom. It takes a revolution, and it's a revolution in consciousness. It's a spiritual renaissance that's actually happening. The revelations you're talking about tonight certainly are supportive and evidence this whole transformation in consciousness, where we're now looking into biophysics and energy medicine as fundamental. So how do you see the transition? First of all, just share a little bit about how you personally have been persecuted, and then how do you see the bright light at the end of this tunnel unfolding? How do we get beyond these manipulators who would prefer to not have John Martin speak out?
Well, I mean, first of all, I don't really relate to the word persecuted. I really relate to it the other way, to say that science moves slowly, but it moves in a quantum way. So the real value of starting off with regular training in medical microbiology and then being stimulated to think differently has been the insights that have occurred to move this whole project forward. So even though it may be, you know, 20 years or so to do it, in the big picture, I think I can be very grateful of the progress that's been made and almost thankful of not having the ease and the comfort of pursuing going straight down the middle. It was very much a decision that I made and would make it again to say that more interesting to work on a challenging topic such as integrating biophysics with biochemistry and tackling issues of autism than doing the same old science that 2,000 other people all around the world might be doing. So that's one. The second one, though, the bigger issue is how can you change people? I don't think it's a lack of information. So many people listen to you, listen to people like Gary Noel, hear the same message over and over again. And yet if you go into a all-you-can-eat restaurant and you see so many people who are struggling with weight problems, and you say, well, what, you know that this is not good for you. You see people who have any number of bad habits, and it's not from lack of knowledge. And I don't even think it's because of undue publicity by the big corporations and so forth. There's something about how people learn or how to get that message out in a way. And the approach that I see myself is, and we've done for the last 20 years, is be totally devoid of any profit motive, to work totally within a non-profit organization. We work within something which is called MI Hope, or Institute of Progressive Medicine, but to keep it all totally low-keyed and non-profit. I point to what I call the three P's, the profits, the politics, and the personalities. And somehow, if we just break through that, and as you do, and I've seen you at these shows, basically hold hands together, take the profit motive out, not try to be little mercs or pharmaceutical efforts, and then in that approach, try to change. And the other one is to begin with children. The nicest project we have underway is trying to encourage people to have every child, every school child here in Los Angeles, Southern California, to grow a moringa tree, to have him take a moringa tree, plant it in his backyard, water it, feed it, see what makes it healthy, what if you don't feed it, it won't work, feeds it the wrong thing. I think that that kind of experience will have a profound effect in those children as they grow up and begin to respect the importance of good nutrition, health, and change their whole attitude. So that would be where my sense of, broadly speaking, self-empowerment. There are a number of other projects that we're doing in this broad field of trying to empower people. There's a type of housing made of recycled plastic, very light, and one can make a small shelter, 92 square feet. It's at a height 8 foot high, four windows and a door, so light that two people can carry it. It can be erected in about 15 minutes, and it costs no more than $1,000. So to make the point to people, wow, some people still live in million-dollar homes, but that $1 million home could afford to make 1,000 of these shelters. And we call them a haven, and trying to encourage people moving from hovels to havens. There are other programs that we have underway that we're supportive of, ways of people to screen themselves and their environment to see if there are any bad bacteria, these methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus. We had a system that for $1 you could test whether these bacteria are present. And people can do this if they're motivated to do it, and then they can begin to protect themselves and their environment. There is very effective disinfectant at 40 cents per gallon, and we're trying to work in for that one in a prison system. There's a prison in the country where, much outside the norm, but the sheriff allowed people to come in and survey the holding cells to see if bacteria were present. And sure enough, they were present. So we can go back into that jail now using this 40 cent per gallon disinfectant, clean it up, and then show that the bacteria are reduced. And it's going to be hard with the success of that not to do the rest of the prison. While we're in the prison, we can talk to the dietitian about having moringa as a dietary supplement for the prisoners. And some people resent that, and yet we can take the example from this Fort Hood episode where if one prisoner can be set straight, improve his attitude and so forth, then what we're doing essentially by helping him is removing or helping all the people who might otherwise be victims of that criminal. So there's a lot of effort to try to get better diets into foster homes, prisons, as I mentioned, hospitals, trying to focus on working with children. That's why the autism type treatments are so important, to put children, to move them forward. And with that, I have a lot more optimism that eventually there will be the change. And the point can be made that even people who manage big pharmaceutical companies have children, and there's as high a percent of autism in their children as in other people. They get cancer. They get Alzheimer's disease. As soon as they become convinced that what they can do by changing their ways or adopting these other approaches can help their own family, I think they'll come around, and hopefully we will move away from this for-profit, as it were, out of other people's illnesses and other people's poverty, into much more of this non-profit mode of just getting the satisfaction and sense of help people. So I'm generally pretty optimistic. And also, to go back to the research, I think the research is moving forward very fast because one can now blend mainstream medicine with some of these really pretty fantastic observations that people in the alternate medical field have made, and then try to take that information and put it into a solid footing doing the appropriate clinical trials.
John, where can people get a hold of you?
I guess we're using that website, S3 Support, the scientific, social, spiritual, S3 Support at mail.com is a good email address. And there is that website, s3support.com.
S3support.com. Yeah. Well, thanks for joining us tonight, John. Great pleasure to have you and connect again. And be blessed. I wish you all the greatest success in all these wonderful projects.
John, I don't know if you remember, but we had an encounter at Live H2O. It was a very brief one, and you were with your friend who I referred to as the rabbi.
Yeah, I know who you are. No, absolutely. Well, just for your interest, just to say I spent last weekend with the so-called rabbi, as it were, in a very remote area near Julian, Southern California, really living in a very rustic 400-acre area, exploring gold mines and old oak trees and so forth. Really kind of interesting.
And we're sounds actually, like fun.
Yeah, just means that there's a lot of good things are happening. He's quite an expert with the moringa tree, and we're trying to convince South Pasadena, the city of South Pasadena, known as the city of trees, to enhance this reputation by embracing moringa as its adopted tree. And if we get that, then your rabbi friend, basically Francois, will take a major role. And we also hope that we'll be able to get information about moringa into the local public school system here, so that we will achieve the goal of a tree for every child, at least here in South Pasadena.
Beautiful.
Wow. Well, nice tell him I said hello.
I will do, Sherry. And thank you both very much. Especially to you, Leonard. Thank you.
Pleasure, John. All right, so let's see. We've got about 8 minutes before we complete tonight. Let me just share this wonderful concept that John talked about here, this concept of the bioenergetics and the energy resonance, that you actually right now can do it. It's really not that difficult, because if you have heartfelt loving intention, that's the resonant energy of the most powerful creative force in the universe. So the first thing that you've got to have to actually be an effective prayer, someone who actually from a loving, heartfelt, loving intention perspective can bless somebody, even yourself, with a prayer for healing. That's fundamental. And this is one of the reasons why we tell you, when you take Oxy Silver, make sure you take it with prayer, because it's based on the understanding of even the greatest genius of the last couple centuries. His name is Nikola Tesla. Tesla, who created the free energy devices and actually the alternating current systems that we currently have, knew very, very well what I'm about to tell you. He used to pray before turning his machines on. And when he didn't pray, they didn't turn on. He literally realized that we are like the little G's, the gods with a small g. We are the superhumans that have been dumbed down. We have this power of love, of heartfelt loving intention, that through faith in a glorious big G, creator, the source of everything, that simply wishes us to be fruitful and multiply and be creative and resourceful and terminate the challenges that are not befitting a superhuman race. We're not talking about eugenics here. I'm not talking about genetically modifying people to become a master race. I'm talking about the fact that by your endowment, by your natural gifting and blessing and anointing, you've been given gifts. And the greatest gift, there's two of them. One is free will and the power to make choices. And the second greatest gift is this capacity to have a loving heart intended on doing what John was talking about tonight, creating a better world, starting locally before going globally, starting within yourself and realizing that you have the capacity through your own voice, heartfelt loving intention, to sing a new existence for yourself, to ring in. Even for you people who don't think you have good voices, you know, it's like the saying, I'd love to teach the world to sing perfect harmony, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So the reality is, get a hold of some study manuals. For example, Jonathan Goldman is a leading sound healing expert. He has a new book that's come out. I can't remember the title, but do a search on Jonathan Goldman. Go to Healthy World Store and pick up Holy Harmony CD. Anyone that you know that needs a healing miracle. Gee whiz, we've got the understanding, the technology. We even have the CD. The most profoundly powerful healing CD on the planet was done by Goldman several years ago, based on the book Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse that Dr. Paleo and I published. And the reality is that if you take that CD to bed, at bedtime, you say a prayer with heartfelt loving intention to heal, and you put on that music that resonates in 528 hertz frequency, which is the fundamental essence of love, then you can expect healing miracles to happen. That's what we're doing right now. We're heralding what is. What is right now is there's a spiritual renaissance, and that all of this hocus pocus, pollution, contamination, intoxication, and chemical manipulation of we the people has got to stop and give way to something better. And that better is right here, right now. It's within you. It's the love of the Creator. And it's literally causing your DNA right now to express itself in who you are. It's photons and phonons, light and sound signaling from the heavenly throne that your DNA as a Tesla coil is spinning and amplifying, and suddenly you're manifested. The best definition of who you are, based on all of this, you are a digital, that's mathematical, a digital, bio-holographic biology holography, a digital biology holographic precipitation Like the rain precipitates a little droplet of water will drop from the cloud in the sky because it's coalesced around a tiny little piece of a particle. That's a precipitation. You're a crystallization, a digital bioholographic precipitation, crystallization, and a miraculous manifestation of divine frequency vibration coming from the heavenly throne or the quantum field. It doesn't matter if you're in the religious world or in the world of science and physics. It's the same old, just call different things. You are a digital bioholographic precipitation, crystallization, miraculous manifestation of divine frequency vibrations coming out of water, and you are the water. 80-some-odd% of your body is water. It's ocean water. This beautiful gem of a planet is likewise surrounded and full of water, and so is the entire universe. So the reality is we have everything we need right now to solve every single problem on this planet. We don't need to pollute anymore, not only our bodies, but the environment. We have water,
H2O. Why don't we do it? Why? What's the holdup?
Tell us, what's the holdup?
There's horrible pharmaceutical genocidalists that are stopping us from really doing what we do. Like, for instance, in California, where we are, you need to get a smog check. It's a government regulation that you get a smog check.
Yeah, I had one the other day.
Exactly. But the thing is, we shouldn't even have to be driving gasoline, right?
What a waste of time and energy. Imagine that right now on livehto.org, you can go to the video wall on livehto.org and click on all the wonderful videos, one of which is a Japanese auto manufacturer that has an engine running completely on water. Because hydrogen in water is one of the most powerful fuels. So you could eliminate all pollution and you could still have motor vehicles.
But they're making money off of it.
So really, the power. What we're dealing with right now is a commitment. Sherry is fully committed. I'm fully committed. Many of you watching this program tonight are likewise committed as activists doing whatever you can do to wake people up to the glory and the magnificent capability that we have right here, right now. Everything from miraculous healing technologies to motor vehicle motivators.
Exactly.
So it's just a matter of spreading the great news. That's the gospel. The modern gospel has everything to do with love, the real Da Vinci Code. It's the book I published, my 16th book. You can get it at Healthy World Store. That about does it for tonight. Thanks, Sherry. You want to say any last words?
Well, I think everybody should visit fluscam.com. It's going to give you so much more information on the flu do's and don'ts and recommendations. Dr. Horowitz has are amazing. Check out the latest news releases. You can visit the affidavit. You can also download the H1N1 newsletter.
Yeah, very important.
Which is a super wealth of information that you can give out to people in your community and spread around the news on a grassroots level. As you can see, we've been trying to break the barriers of the mainstream media. It's been really impossible because look who's controlling them, the same people that are making these vaccinations.
So it's we the people. It's activism. It's grassroots. It's you and me together.
And we're going to be in Denver on Friday.
Oh, thanks for sharing.
We're going to be in Denver on Friday. There's a rally there. It's an H1N1 rally. Jenny Hatch is the organizer. You can actually visit, you have it on fluscam.com on the main homepage. You can read information on it. It's going to start at noon. It's going to go to 2 p.m. on the Capitol steps west, on the west side. Definitely, if you can't be there, we'd love to have as much coverage of that event as possible to get the word out to people to just don't take the vaccination. It's really going to be focused on pregnant women that are spontaneously miscarrying their babies.
Yeah, and then also people who have been injured, vaccine-injured individuals will be testifying. And that's, again, Friday the 27th, this coming Friday, from noon to 2, the west steps of the Capitol building in Denver, Colorado. Be there. If you're within 150, 200 miles, get there, because we're driving all the way up from Southern California. We're going to be there, and it's an important event to give Jenny, who's been a wonderful support, very, very wonderful, loving human being and activist. Let's give Jenny our support, and let's do whatever we can to get the word out. Remember, on fluscam.com, you'll see a pregnant image, a graphic of a pregnant woman with a syringe, and it gives you the dates and times. Click on it, and it'll take you right to the website that Jenny Hatch has put together for this particular event.
Dr. Harris is going to be actually doing a press conference there. I'm going to be also naming names of all these genocidalists. She has a video out of posters that we made. They say wanted for genocide, and they have photos of Henry Kissinger and Rupert Murdoch and David Rockefeller and the Queen of England, and among others. And so if you want to check that out, there's a video on YouTube. You can actually contact us, and we can send you that information as well.
And then last but not least, thanks again for visiting Healthy World Store, purchasing books, tapes, DVDs, CDs, and all the wonderful, beyond educational, the nutritional products that we recommend for right now, normalizing your immune system to keep you away from this thing called a cytokine storm, as well as giving you the energy and the nutrients to sustain your vitality and longevity. Stay tuned now. Oh, let me give you the toll-free number. Toll-free, 888-508-4787. That's Healthy World Store's number. If you have a question about health, there's wonderful people on staff right now that can help you out. It's 888-508-4787. And tonight, stay tuned on BBS Radio. Coming right up is Don Nikoloff, Evident Footprints, follows the Inside Hour. We'll see you again next week, same time. And
God bless you all. Stay healthy.
Indeed.
Good night.
Good night.